We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging into Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. On our program today, we'll discuss how important it is to build partnerships with other marketers. Plus, you've all heard that content is king. Well, we'll talk about several steps needed to produce great content that makes you more money. And then in our Ask Andy segment, Andy again has received numerous questions about Windows 7. A lot of questions, whether to install it, not install it, why, and all that stuff. So he's going to answer more questions on Windows 7 today. And if you get a chance, be sure to check our website, milosinternetmarketing.com. Lots of things there for you to go over. There's some free stuff. There's an Ask Andy button for an additional question for Andy. He'll be happy to answer it for you. If you're just starting out, a newbie, lots of things to cover on the newbie. So just a lot of things to look at on the website. It's milosinternetmarketing.com. Online partnerships, your key to less work and more money. One of the great things about online business is that it gives us many opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals working in a similar target market. And because these individuals have varied skill sets and resources and business assets, you know, assets like lists and traffic, all at their disposal, these connections can be extremely valuable to you. An online partnership is simply a cooperative effort to achieve established goals set forth by two consenting business partners. Online partnership can go a long way for businesses that want to combine their efforts to improve efficiencies and to improve profitability. Partnerships are often created for product development, advertising, and marketing, but their benefits don't stop there. Businesses may find themselves with more money, improved business relations, a larger target audience, more in-depth understanding of the industry, and a better brand and better credibility. All of these are great reasons to invest in an online partnership. There are many potential benefits of an online partnership. More profits, money, moolah, the big bucks. Whatever you call it, it means the same thing to business owners. Profit aside, from many instant cash that may be earned through affiliate or co-promotions or online partnerships can mean active, fluid, and evolving relationships with other businesses. Some of the partnerships you form today will benefit you a lifetime in doing online business. Because remember, you start a project and it will end, then you have to start a new product. So as you build up these relationships, it'll give you more profits. Also, you get increased passive income. Passive income is simply money you make without actively working. When you run a business, you spend a significant amount of time actively keeping that business afloat, getting people to purchase and buy from you. Every action that you take and the time you put into it contribute to the business and its profitability. Partnerships give you the opportunity to reduce the amount of active work you have to do for your business because you pool your labor, you pool your ideas, and you pool your resources. And you work with others, it makes it easier for you and easier for them. Development of relationships. Obviously, the relationships you build by working together can directly translate to increased profits, but it goes much beyond that. The relationships you build also include exchange of knowledge, and this knowledge can potentially be used to increase profits and refine your business practices. In addition, one relationship opens the door to others, and then others and others. It begins to become a domino effect, and you continue to introduce each other to each other, and pretty soon you have a number of business relationships and business partners, so you can selectively choose which partner you want to work with for a particular project. You get a larger target audience. A larger target audience means more potential customers. By partnering with another business and working together, both businesses expand their target audiences. You each come together with your traffic, their traffic. You combine the two, you can double the amount of emails and information you send out. Again, increasing the knowledge base. If you've ever wanted to know how those working in the same market have an edge over others, an online partnership might be your ticket to find that out. You will likely have access to find out, or you can even ask if you want, about research methods, mistakes they've made and learned from, their marketing objectives, or anything else that might be of interest to you that will help your business. And because the opportunities of the internet are so vast, there are plenty of opportunities to share that mutually will benefit you and them. It also will strengthen your brand by partnering with somebody, and the brand is so important. An online partnership gives you the chance to strengthen your brand in a couple of ways. You're able to gain inside information on how your partners have successfully developed their own brand, and by doing that, you'll learn how to successfully build your brand so it's something people recognize. So when you email your mailing list, they realize that's your trademark, your brand name, your slogan. That's very important to build up trust and to build up continuity and to build up customers that will purchase from you over and over again. You need also to improve your credibility, and partnering will do this. You probably already know that internet customers can be very skeptical people. You're giving your money to people you can't see, you can't touch, you can't feel, you don't know if they're reliable or not. With all the fraud going around online, you can't really blame people that kind of question, do they want to give you money? So it's your job to convince them that you're trustworthy, that you're a good seller, you're an honest person, and you'll sell them quality products. Sometimes your company may not be built up yet, and so you partner with somebody else who has a good name or some strong name out there, and it's going to increase your credibility because now you become associated with them. So partnership is so important on many different levels. Now that we know some of the potential benefits of online partnerships, let's talk about what kind of online partnerships are available to you. Some partnerships are simple and some are more involved, but most important thing, there are opportunities for growth of your business and the growth of whoever you sign up with. Affiliate partners. We've talked many times about affiliate partners. You're probably very familiar with the term. What affiliate marketer is somebody who sells somebody else's products, and then you get a commission for that. What this does is allow you to sell somebody else's product under their name, but on your website or through your email list, and so you get a percentage, usually 40, 50, 60% of the selling price. The same thing, if you have products, you can have people sell your products. Again, they get 50% of the price, but it goes out to their mailing list, their customers, their people that are probably pretty different than yours. So you really have increased the expansion of your business by building relationship with partners. And the nice thing about building relationship with partners, many different partners, because some partners may only be specific in search engines, optimization. Some might be only involved in keywords. Some might be just involved in traffic. So when you have a program that you want to sell about trafficking, you go to your people who you know that sell traffic products. So you combine your product with theirs and their product with yours, and then everybody comes out ahead. So putting your heads together and your resources together for a product can be a valuable experience in many ways. There are a few options on the types of products you might work together on, and they all have the benefit of added exposure, added profits. Instead of doing all the work yourself to put together a new product, with a partner, you can double your effort, double your product without doubling your effort. You can share costs and skills and expertise and promote things together, making less work for yourself, less work for them, but you both benefit. So you lean on each other's strengths. Maybe you're very strong in putting together a sales letter. They might be very strong in their email ability to write a catchy email. So you put those together, and you've got really a cohesive bond, which is going to begin to sell more products. Even if you don't go into a full product creation partnership, you can still add value to one another's offerings. You can offer your partner items of value to bundle with their existing products for mutual benefits. You benefit with the added exposure of your product on their customer list. And they benefit because your bonus increases the value of their product and it makes it more attractive for the purchase. Bonuses can be any number of things, and you can easily keep your costs down by making your bonuses intangibles, like discounts or future orders or ebook reports, simple reports, audio recordings, videos. So a lot of things that will keep the price down but add the bonus to the product. Now when you buy something on the internet, especially in internet marketing, you have the product, but you have to add a lot of bonuses. That's the end thing right now. So you've got to have people that will allow you to sell their things and give them away along with the bonus. If you've been running your online business for any period of time, you probably already know the value of putting together an informational product or software or something downloadable that you give away for free. This free item can be used to build a mailing list. It fosters goodwill with customers or prospects and generally establishes expertise and credibility. So instead of creating your next giveaway product all by yourself, why not work with another online business owner to create and promote the product? You'll have less work to do, and you can each add your own expertise and reach more people when you promote your list. Cross-promotion simply means that two businesses simultaneously promote one another. Here are some ideas. A link exchange. So there's a lot of cross-promotion things. Although the old adage link exchange of a few years back was really important, it's not quite important anymore. It's kind of gone out of style, but there's still meaningful ways to use link returns. You can use link exchange by personally mentioning your partner's websites or products in relevant blogs, in articles or in newsletters, and you could add each other's websites to resources lists that you provide your customers. So a couple ways to put their link on your stuff and your link on their items. Upsell promotions. An upsell involves an additional product or products at the point of sale. In other words, you're going to sell this piece of software that helps them gain traffic. Well, if they purchase that, for an extra $20, they can purchase this other software, this other ebook, or this other plan to help build up traffic. So an upsell is something, once you sell them something else beyond. It's like when you go to McDonald's and they ask you, do you want to supersize it? Well, you already purchased a meal and now you want to supersize it. So they're upselling you to something a little more beneficial to you. And do the same thing with online marketing. When you sell something, add something else that they can purchase. Normally sells for $49. You could have it for $15, however it works. Upsells are important. Interviews are another very important thing. An interview with an expert is an effective way to introduce yourself to a new target audience or introduce your partner to your own customers. Interviews can be conducted through live teleseminars, recording MP3s, or being a guest on a podcast, a lot of different ways. It gets your expertise and your name well known out there. Guest blogging is another way. With the growing popularity of blogs, contributing posts to your partner's blog is an opportunity for extra exposure for the blogger, and the blog owner gets the benefit of extra content. It's simply another way to tap into another resource to benefit both of you. So build these partnerships with other people selling the same items as you, and you can both become better known for it. You can become have more profits also. Another thing is article exchange. This operates a lot like blogging in that you exchange content in return for promotion. Articles might be published on a content website, in a newsletter, chapters of an ebook, whatever. So just another way to look at article exchange. Now, the question is, how and where do I find partners? Well, ideally, an online business owner, you are continuously making connections with like-minded business owners, sharing ideas and experiences. If you already have this type of social access to online business owners, you likely have a pool of partners already. But have you tapped into them? You really need now to tap into them. You can also conduct research to find new potential contacts and develop partnerships with them. To do this, look for websites in your target market. In other words, look on the website, search your product, and find out different websites. Now, once you find these websites, then most of the time somewhere they will have a contact page on their website. And you contact them through their contact page. And then ask your fellow online business owners if they know anyone who reaches your target market and if they would introduce them to you. These types of recommendations from a friend can go a long way. In other words, word-of-mouth advertising, as we all know, is the best. Go on to your favorite search engine and see which sites appear for your target keywords. Just look up some of your target keywords. If you're concerned about your potential partner's availability, their reach, check their estimated traffic ranking. Alexa.com, A-L-E-X-A.com, is a great way that will help you find out how much their website is being hit, so you know whether they're telling you a story or not. So the lower ranking the number is, the busier the site. This is not a foolproof method, but it sure can be used as a guideline to know, is that person I want a partnership, are they really selling products? One of the reasons for using Alexa.com, A-L-E-X-A.com, for finding sites is because they always list related sites for each site you view. This can keep you going on for a long time. In other words, you find a site you like, and Alexa will then list several sites that are very similar. So that gives you more people to contact, more ways, and more places to build a partnership. Find message boards related to your target market by searching on a search engine with your target market keywords plus the word message board, or plus the word form, or plus just the plain word board. And these will give you different places that you can get on lists and boards and news frames that will mix you up and put you in with some other people, and you can make your contacts there. If you're looking for someone with great experience, then listen to market-related podcasts. Go on to your keyword subject, put podcast under there, and you're going to find out a lot of different people that are podcasting the topic you're selling, the topic you're trying to get your website built around, and customers too. To find the contact information for a website, most websites, as I said, have a Contact Us or About Us page, and usually that will give us information. If it doesn't, you can always go to whois.se, that's whois.sc, and of course, as you know, that's lineup of who owns what domain, and there'll be a telephone number on there where you can reach the people. So if you really find a page you like, there's many different ways of finding out the name of the person and getting in contact with them. And then work together for a long-term success. The best way to guarantee a good long-term relationship with your partner is to approach your business partnership seriously and respect each other's positions in your target market industry. Consider a couple things. There's going to be bumps in the roads. That's inevitable. That you're there to work together. You've got to share things back and forth. Keep the lines of communication open. Once your partnership is well established, you may not need to communicate as often, but do keep in touch with these people. Even if you haven't done a project with them for 6 months or a year, keep in contact. You never know when you're going to need that person again. And then give yourself room to grow. As the fruits of your labor together start to become apparent, make sure you are both open to maximizing your opportunities and building upon them. Personal relationships are only as good as the effort put into them. Business relationships operate the same way. Online partnerships have the seeming advantage of being virtual, but that doesn't mean that they require any less work. Success in online partnership is truly a two-way street. Remember that. It's got to be a two-way street. If you found a business that has the potential to flourish into a great partnership, get behind the wheel, build it together, and you're going to find success for not only you, but the other person, and then you both have success, and that's what internet marketing is all about. We're going to take a break. We'll return shortly. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing Radio Program on TalkZone.com.